Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we're number one in sports radio, and we're number one in your hearts in the community because we've been covering high school football here on The Fan since before I was born. Actually, don't know if that's true, but we've been covering high school football a long time. We're a big community-driven station here. Andrew Nimick is our recruiting insider. Catch him tonight, recruiting with Andrew Nimick at 7 o'clock here on 1080 The Fan. The OSAA, not shocking development, but last night it came out. They are going to push a football season to the spring starting in March. And so let's talk about what that means for the top players here in our state and just moving forward with high school football. Nimick joins us now. He's on Twitter, at Andrew Nimick. All right, Nimick, I'll start. Not surprising, I think, with the decision, but what was your first thought when you found out that the OSAA had pushed football season to spring?
You know, honestly, I expected it. I think we all expected it. So I was relieved that there was an answer. And that was the big thing that I heard from a number, whether it was coaches, players, or parents. They wanted to know a schedule. They didn't want to say, we're going to kick the can down the road another month, stay ready for football, stay ready for your fall sports, and then kids get ready, you know, the day of practice starting or something and finding out. So I think even among people who wanted to play, there's at least a sense of relief that there's an answer and we can move forward from there. Do I think everyone's thrilled about not playing? No, but I also, you know, not everybody's thrilled about being in the middle of a pandemic. So I thought the OSA did a great job. They took input from coaches. They didn't react right when California and Washington, they took as much time as possible. You know, Oregon is, for as much as we focus on the Portland metro area for high school sports, there's a vast part of this state that isn't dealing with a lot of COVID concerns right now. Fingers crossed it stays that way. And I think the OSAA made sure they addressed the state as a whole and not just the greater Portland area. So kudos to the OSAA for reacting soon enough, but also not, you know, not just reacting based on limited information. They took everything in and waited until it was time to make a call.
Well, I know every player at that level is different too, right? Some guys, you know, Keith Brown I've seen is sitting out for the upcoming year. Some guys are transferring out to a state where they can play this fall. Other kids are just your run-of-the-mill athletes that are excited to play one more season of football and that's it for them. But just from the kids that you've talked to, how are they handling this news that can't be easy to stomach of the pushing of the football season?
Yeah, and you know, I think for the most part, kids are a little disappointed, but they're going to play in the spring, and they still get to play. It's not the end of football season. I know there are a very limited number of cases, guys like a Keith Brown from Lebanon, who had always planned to early enroll, and that needs to be made clear. I talked to Troy Franklin, the five-star wide receiver out of California. He planned and charted out his academic course as a freshman in high school. Keith Brown had his first meeting to sit down with folks at Lebanon High School to chart out early enrollment for him at his college of choice as a sophomore in high school. So none of the elite recruits are choosing suddenly to enroll early. In fact, it makes no sense. You wouldn't say, well, I was going to graduate in normal time, but now that football's in the spring, I'm incentivized to leave. That doesn't make sense. I've seen it the other way. Sam Heward is a five-star quarterback committed to Washington. He plays up in the state of Washington. Sam Heward was supposed to graduate early. That was his charted out course. He's academically prepared for that. Instead, he's going to stay in school through the spring to play for his high school football team. So the opposite is actually true. Kids are not going to suddenly leave school when they were planning on staying for the full season because football's later. That would incentivize staying, not leaving. So I think people have that a little bit twisted. If anything, you're going to see kids who are planning on early enrolling potentially staying in school rather than the other way. And I am seeing kids leave the state. Anthony Pugh at West Salem, defensive end, is leaving for Arkansas. He missed his entire junior year. He has no film and wasn't able to go to camps, obviously, because of coronavirus. So he has nothing since he was 16 years old. He needs some film to get recruited. So he's going to go to Arkansas and play. Aaron Jones is a running back out of Westview. He actually has a scholarship offer from Oregon State. He is moving to Utah this season to play football. He will not be the last player in the class of 2022 who's going to make an announcement that he's leaving the state for football. But I'll let the families and the kids make that announcement themselves here in the coming days and weeks.
This is Recruiting Insider Andrew Nemec, OregonLive.com. Our Recruiting Insider here on 1080 The Fan. His radio show will be on tonight, 7 o'clock, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. He'll have more details on this when he hits the airwaves. All right, so let me ask you, two-parter. First, on the Sam Hewards of the world, right? I don't know how many there are out there, but guys who are clearly ready to go, they're going to the next step and playing D1 Pac-12 football. Do you really, in your heart of hearts, would you bet on him actually playing in the spring for his high school versus maybe gets closer to that point and says, nah, maybe I shouldn't, and I should just go to college? And two, how does this impact the guys who don't have offers yet? Like, how does the recruiting world work now that the season moves from fall to the spring? Does it impact it on a major level, a minor level? I don't know how that works with the season changing now.
Sure, it's a good question. First, Sam Heward called Jimmy Lake asked Jimmy Lake if it was okay. Jimmy Lake, the head coach at Washington, approved it. I would be pretty shocked if he doesn't go through with that at this point. That's his plan. He's made a big deal about it. He's done a ton of interviews. He's done an interview with Sports Illustrated, the Seattle Times. This is now his plan. He wants to win a state title, and that is going to be the goal for him. But I think the vast majority of kids who are planning to enroll early are still going to do it, and they'll just kind of shrug and say, unfortunately, on to bigger and better things without getting to have that last year of football. But some of those kids are the kids that aren't particularly nostalgic about that anyway. I mean, these are kids who are already giving up prom and normal graduation. So what is senior year potentially when you're going to go get ready 6 months early, 3 months early to play college football? And remind me of your second part here.
Oh, just how it impacts the recruiting aspect, like for programs, is it a big change for coaches in terms of the timeline of recruiting them in the fall? Like those junior sophomores who start to get those looks and get those offers, does it change at all? Is it a big deal? Is it no deal? I'm just curious what the recruiting aspect of this is for the in-state kids who may be able to kind of show that they're worthy of getting that scholarship offer.
10, 15 years ago, it would have been a huge deal because kids' senior film mattered. Now it really doesn't. The vast majority of Oregon's recruiting class is done. They're committed. The vast majority of Oregon State's recruiting class is done. They're committed. It is extremely, extremely rare now for a kid to kind of be an unknown as a senior, have a good first week, 2 to 4, and then suddenly become an elite Power 5 conference athlete. I think this hurts the smaller schools more. I think Portland State might have a little bit harder time finding those hidden gems. I think Western Oregon, Eastern Oregon, they're going to have a more difficult time, and maybe they only sign half their class and wait until February to watch some updated film and then get a whole collection of kids potentially later. But in terms of the big picture and what a lot of listeners care about, it really won't affect the Pac-12 because these kids are absolute superstars and start attending camps now and getting scholarship offers in the 8th grade, the 9th grade, the 10th grade. So for fall sports as a senior to be your make or break is, again, extremely, extremely rare.
I have a random one for you, Nemec, and I hope you, if you don't know, it's no big deal. I'm just curious, where are we at, like, across the country with high school football? Like, Oregon, I know, is delayed, Washington, California, but, like, what are we looking at? How many states are playing this fall, if you know, and how many are now delayed?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers. I think it was in the 20s the last I saw that were either up for a vote, soon to vote, or had already voted to push things back. But beyond that, I would truly be speculating. I do think there are states that are just, you know, come hell or high water, they're going to play. And I think you can kind of guess which states those are going to be.
I don't know, man. That might be tough.
but the added layer here that people don't understand and don't yet know is, just as I talked about the last time I was on your show, we're getting pushback now in those states that I've heard from parents, and Utah is one of those states because a couple Oregon kids are thinking of going there, so I tracked it down. And Utah is now discussing the possibility of making any kid who moves to their state ineligible. So here we go with too many kids are moving into these states, and some of these parents of seniors are saying, hey, Johnny played and was a starter as a sophomore or junior. Now he's fifth string because four-star kids from the West Coast moved here. We're not having this. Not only that, but the whole thing is kind of, you know, the best thing to do essentially is wear masks and shelter in place. I mean, that's the very safest thing. And so now we're the state that's open for business, and all these families from all over the country in usually high-risk areas, there's a reason they delayed football, are suddenly moving here. This is not a good look. So look for states individually suddenly that are even willing to let, you know, let's have football. Suddenly they're going to say, we're not just taking everybody. We still want it to be our kids competing. We're not opening up our state for extra travel for all these four-star prospects. So look for that to be the next wave. And we may see some announcements of kids, I'm leaving, I'm definitely leaving. And a month from now, they're still in school at whatever high school. And you go, hey, weren't you leaving? It's like, well, yeah, but I wasn't going to get to play. So never mind. So wait for that next domino to fall. It is coming.
Yeah. Nimick, catch him tonight, 7 o'clock here on The Fan, recruiting with Andrew Nimick. OregonLive.com is where you can find his online work as well. And on Twitter at Andrew Nimick. He is a recruiting insider here on 1080 The Fan. The update on the OSAA, who announced last night football season pushed from fall to spring. Thanks so much for the time, Nimick, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.